Yeah, it's one of those situations where it, in a way, fell in our laps. The area of industrial technology instructors, it's very small pool of teachers, and the one that was at Sherrard left right before the school year started. And they didn't have any luck in replacing that individual. And so I approached the administration about why don't we change it into an ag position and be able to have junior high ag and then change some of the classes from industrial tech into the ag program. And they were very receptive of it to the point where the board approved that. And if they get the right candidate, it could start at the spring semester. Chances are it won't be until this next school year, though.
And in terms of interest right now, how many kids do you think you'll have, signing up for junior high ag?
It's hard to say, but I would imagine that they're going to have a full classroom. It's going to be offered to seventh and eighth graders, which there's a lot of interest at that age. And it's one of those, if we can get them to start that interest at that level, it should just be able to blossom up when they get into the high school and to be even more involved. We're very involved in a lot of community activities and then decently involved in some of the different CDEs and such, along with the FFA. And I can see this is just a huge positive for the overall program. Right now, we have about 150 different high school students that are involved in the program. We're a two-teacher department right now, moving into the third teacher. And I just see it as so many opportunities.
And then, do you think that there's the opportunity to include then those junior high students as part of FFA chapter activities then too?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The one thing we'll be looking at is actually creating a Sherrard Junior High FFA chapter. We would have to go through the process of getting them chartered. And then it could actually function as two separate organizations, but a lot of the different things we would be able to work together as one total unit. But each one would have their own separate identity.